Hello, Internet, and cue the Brita.
Okay, now say it, Brita.
Big jugs.
Thank you. Good
there
night.
There you go.
Good night, Internet.
Anyway.
Yeah.
We were talking about working out.
Tell us about your big jugs, Brita.
Well, you know, I've been working out and stuff.
Sup?
And, yeah. And today at work, I went into the break room because I needed some water to hydrate. And I walked in and the damn jug for the water cooler was empty. And the only man who works in the library had the day off. So nobody thought, you know, nobody changed the jug because nobody else in the building apparently could do it.
Except Brita.
That's right.
The monster herself.
So there were two other.
Fuck yeah.
There were two other women in the break room, and I needed the water. I didn't want to drink tap water.
Did you grunt?
Brita? Absolutely did not.
Is your
tap water shitty?
No, it's actually good, but it's not as good as, you know, spring water in a jug.
Why the hell would you drink tap water when you've got spring water there? Plus, you lift that giant mofo bottle up over your head. Did you lift it like way over your head and then slam it down and kind of go?
No,
you should have.
Next time.
Next time I'll do it.
No, did you first put on your muscle belt?
No, I did not.
What about gloves?
So, you know, the other two ladies in the break room were like, oh no, maybe just wait till tomorrow. Like Rick will get it. You know, he always does it when he's here. And I'm like, you know what? I lift weights. Yeah. So either I can lift this up or I can't, you know,
I need water now.
And turns out, yes, I can lift it. And it's 5 gallon jug, which is not like a huge amount.
It's 40 pounds roughly.
It's 41.7 pounds.
I love how you check.
I looked it up.
Did you factor in the weight of the plastic?
I did not. So maybe 42 pounds. I don't know. Yeah. But they all were like, oh my God, you did it. Yeah.
And for those of you not on Facebook, Brita has posted some pictures of herself and she has absolutely no neck left.
Oh!
Just completely neckless.
And her complexion is a little greenish now.
Oh, and I wear lots of ripped clothing.
Yeah,
taking to wearing Zubaz shorts.
Would not like her when she's angry.
Well, that's true.
Don't anger the Brita.
So what's up, guys? How was your week? Actually, how was your 2 weeks? Because I skipped last week because I was so freaking tired.
It was leg day.
It was something day. I don't know what.
I have the world's angriest 2.5-year-old upstairs.
Oh, what did you do?
Well,
to her?
I believe she is the world's most passed out 2.5-year-old now. But what did I do to her is I did the horrible thing of her and I got on the train and went to Boston and went to the aquarium.
Oh, you horrible beast.
For the morning.
You monster.
Oh, you're my God,
but,
you're a monster.
But that wore her the hell out.
Oh.
And when we got home, she played for a little bit, and then we went up and took a nap, but she only slept for maybe an hour and a half. She didn't sleep for long. And so we were going to, like, go up and give her a tubby, and she immediately started giving me attitude instead of filling the tubby. And I'm like, I've had enough of the start getting, like, soap in the hair. No, no, I don't want you washing my hair. No, no. That's not a lot of fun. So I just said, you know what? I haven't even put water in the tub, and she's giving me attitude. You know what? No tubby. We're done. We're done. And then cue the rage.
So she didn't want to go in the tub, except she did.
Yes.
She do it herself.
Yes, exactly, Jay. It's like directly on the nose. And so
been there, done that, got the t-shirt.
Yeah, and then there was no
scars to prove it.
There was no calming her down. There was negotiations, and it was ugly.
You're the worst.
There were hostages murdered.
Oh, just wait. It gets even better. Wait till she tells you she hates you.
Oh
yeah.
It'll happen.
That That hasn't quite got there yet. She has said that Daddy, you're making me furious.
Oh,
thank you, Fancy Nancy, for teaching the wonderful vocabulary to my daughter.
She's furious, George.
But yeah. Yep. So, but she passed out. But we went to the aquarium. And it was solo most of the time, since that's one of those, like, it's quite a bit of travel to get there. It's yeah. I've always been nervous doing it solo, but it worked out really well.
You gave her Quaaludes, didn't you?
I did not. I did not. No, she was so. If anything, you'd say she was on uppers because she got to ride public transit and she got to pat cow nose rays.
I thought you were going to say Opals.
She wanted to pat the seals, and I said, "Sweetie, I've pet seals. They smell terrible. Why, Daddy?" Because all they do is eat fish, and they're pretty much just wet dogs. They're
yeah.
And they have fishy poop.
Yes, they are really foul-smelling creatures. They're adorable.
You know what else stinks? Penguins, man.
Yes. Oh,
dead hobos?
Blah.
Penguins reek.
Penguins are horrible.
They weren't particularly stinky today. But yes, normally penguins are straight-up rank.
And flamingos are bad, too.
Flamingos are really bad.
Capybaras. Like chicken. Capybaras at the rainforest. Disgusting.
Really?
They're cute as hell because they look like giant guinea pigs, but oh my god.
We've got one at the local zoo, and yeah, it's just one. And
we have capybaras in mass. We have like a herd of them, and yes, they stink.
I've heard they're delicious.
That's what I've heard as well.
The other white meat.
I don't know what color they'd be.
Capybara steaks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Googling that shit right now.
You know, it's funny is you know, we touch on this. I think this is what, episode 204 or something like that. And you know, every once in a while we bring up the whole environmentalism thing, and you know, the animals that there's not a shortage of and they're not endangered are the ones that people eat.
Yep. Yep. The surest way to save a species is to hunt it.
Hunt it, need it, or you know, raise it, but either way, even you know, because if you hunt it, then hunters suddenly become very concerned about maintaining the population.
Yep,
like they do the lions and the elephants.
Well, also let's face it, deer is predominantly a hunted species.
Yep,
and they were nearly wiped out in some locales by the hunters. And hey, guess what? There's deer farm. You can get farm raised venison. It's fairly rare, but hey, guess what?
Yeah,
I'll just get one with my car and tenderize it.
You see a lot of stuff with venison in it here in Texas. A lot of sausage and stuff is made with farm raised venison.
Yeah, I
have bear sausage in my freezer. I'm dying to make chili with it.
But you know,
bear sausage.
But it wasn't.
Who killed the bear?
A friend of mine out here, Jay Pinsky. He's written for Shooting Illustrated.
Okay.
Lives down the road. Good guy.
But it was the hunters that saved the deer from being wiped out in the U.S. And mostly it was because of the passenger pigeon fiasco.
Mm-hmm.
They, you know.
Yeah. And the dodo.
Right. Well, not that nobody gave a shit about the dodo. But I don't know. Anyway, so there you go. There you go, liberals that want to, you know, save all the.
Coelacanths are still around, Jay.
Yeah, they are.
and they're heavily fished and doing just fine.
Anyway.
Oh goodness.
Cecil.
Cecil the coelacanth?
Cecil the lion.
Yeah, Cecil the lion.
Yes, and his brother, who is also a lion. Yeah.
That was a really.
It was just
Tam had a great line about comparing politicians to show dogs. It's like one of those, like, if you have like the you know, the Westminster Kennel Club winning German Shepherd, let's say. He's not going to be a good, like, tracking dog. He's not going to be a good guard dog. He's not going to be even probably a good pet.
Nope.
He's just gorgeous and well-behaved and well-heeled that he's going to win that show.
And inbred as fuck.
And inbred as fuck. And yeah, you know, by the time he's like 4 years old, like he's not going to win any shows. He's going to be up on blocks in the front yard. But all these, you know, show dogs, they have all those horrible genetic problems and just awful things. And that's really Tam described it as politicians. Cause I mean, like, think about like Joe Biden. What can Biden do besides win elections? He's really good at winning elections. Say what you will about the poor, hapless, mentally challenged individual that he is. He wins the hell out of some elections and got himself to be the vice president. And probably for a long time thought real long and hard that he was going to get something more than that. But that's because he's mentally challenged. But yeah, he's really good at that, but he's not good at anything else. Right. I like to refer to politicians and people as lawyers too dumb to go into private practice.
That's pretty much what they are.
That's pretty much what they are.
Because if they're decent, they can make more money in private practice.
A lot more money than private practice, and have less of a chance of going to prison.
Well, that's true.
You mean like super uber libertarian Bill Weld?
Don't even get me started. You know what? I'm quoting myself here, but because I said this earlier, but you know, libertarians, the big L Libertarian Party, is really just Democrats that want to get high legally.
Because it's Republicans that want to get high, or Democrats that don't really care if we own guns or not.
Oh shit!
I'm not even sure about the guns anymore.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm not at all sure that Johnson would support gun rights.
Well, he's perfectly fine with Obama's Supreme Court pick.
Right. Exactly. So, yeah.
What was Gary Johnson going on about religious freedom?
Oh, he's perfectly fine with forcing Christian bakers to make cakes using the power of the government.
Right.
You know exactly what the libertarians claim to not want to do?
I think the quote was, religious freedom is a black hole.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you know, okay.
We should totally have a state religion.
You know, I've been saying I wanted to vote for him, but like,
nope, not anymore. Can't do it.
Is there somebody else I can vote for?
Jill Stein, vote for the true communist.
Oh no.
I'm gonna write in Brita.
Okay.
She's gonna win. Let's do that. And she's gonna hate us and kill us all. She's gonna be like, you fucking bastards.
You're going to the gulag.
Yeah.
First, I have to build a gulag, but you're going to it.
She's going to make us lift water jugs all day long.
All day long. Lift my water.
The media has been carrying the Democrats' water for years. Now you're literally going to do it.
That's right. That was good, Jay.
Thank you.
Well, since we're talking about stupid politicians, we missed this last week, and I realized, oh my God, I can't believe we didn't talk about this. Hank Johnson of Georgia, right?
I think so, yeah.
How this monstrosity keeps getting reelected is, I mean, evidently it's one of those like, what, D plus six, however they scaled things where it's one of those, they'll
vote for a Deb guy.
Yeah, it is. It's a district in just outside of Atlanta that's gerrymandered to hell.
Yeah.
This is shaped like a snake.
District. He's only been in office for 10 years.
That's plenty.
Yeah, but yeah, he was the one that stated that he was super concerned about Guam tipping over.
Yep.
And
have you ever watched that video?
Oh yeah. And like, a lot of people have said,
I watch it and I'm like, is he being serious?
Yep.
Yep. And like you watch it and you think, is he joking? Come on, he's joking, right? Nope. No, he's not joking. He thinks an actual island can tip over if there's too many people on it.
Mm-hmm.
Tip over and capsize like a rowboat.
Yep. So like, not only would the boat tip over, but the boat would tip over and still stay afloat.
Because there's been
a few islands that have tipped over. You know, Krakatoa being probably one of the most famous.
That's not tipping over. That's exploding.
Close enough.
Yes, but potato, not from potato. Too many people being on it. You know, not because...
No, it tipped over because of global warming.
Yeah, that's what it was.
The asthenosphere of the globe warmed considerably and blew up the volcanic island.
There's a website called Dumbocrat quotes, and there's a whole page on Hank Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
But originally, like, a lot of people, when that video of him talking about Guam tipping over from too many people, that one went around. There was a lot of talk of the, oh no, he's just like deadpanning it like crazy. He's just funny joker guy.
Even Snopes is like, eh.
And then at the same time, it's one of those like, okay, I get it. If he's a super funny deadpan guy, all right, cool. Show me him doing something funny.
Yeah. Yeah. Give us any one other instance where he's done that. One.
Like, it's one of those like, I'm not a huge fan of Andy Kaufman. I think he's an asshole. But at the same time, he could tell some good jokes. And like he did do some hilarious deliveries, and he was funny on Taxi. But no. No, not Hank Johnson. Hank Johnson is dumb. He's a stupid person. He's a stupid crazy.
I believe the scientific term is box of rocks.
Yeah.
I believe the scientific term is actually gerrymandered Democrat. See, dumb also Bonnie Frank. Was it during the Democratic convention? When did he make this? He made it during the convention, didn't he?
House hearing.
Was it a house hearing?
July 25th. Yeah.
Yeah.
Where he described Jewish settlers as termites.
Oh,
termites.
That one. Yeah.
They needed to be extinct.
They like to chew wood. Huh?
Yep. And his retraction was poor choice of words.
Oh,
I'm sorry, Hank. What was the correct choice of words? What's a more diplomatic way you could put the Jews are vermin that need to be wiped out?
Oh, come on. It's not like he mentioned a final solution or anything.
I mean, it's just one of those things of the, okay, poor choice of words. Okay, what was the right choice of words? Like, okay. I'll buy. Put your fucking cards on the table.
Yeah.
Yep.
Apparently, according to this Dumbocratquotes.com, there was some issue with helium. And of course, Hank Johnson felt the need to get up and speak about helium. And he said, "Imagine, Mr. Speaker, a world without balloons. How can we make sure that the injustice of there being no helium for comedians to get that high-pitched voice that we all hold near and dear to our hearts? Imagine a world without balloons.
What would the Clintons do?
Oh my God. These sorts of people make decisions about our lives.
Yep.
You know, it's funny.
Something tells me Hank Johnson doesn't really make a whole lot of decisions.
I don't know.
Yeah, but he's one of them. He's a voter.
He votes.
You know, we were discussing a few shows ago about the whole, you know, nostalgia for the government of the 50s and the myth that, you know, top men and smart people work for the government and the government has all the solutions and all that kind of stuff. And mostly that was because the government was so small, most people didn't interact with it. So there was, you know, it was easy to believe that, you know, they had all the answers, even though they were just as incompetent then as they are now. Mm-hmm. But that's part of the problem we have today is the government is so big and involves itself in so many things that idiots like this used to really not matter that much because they really didn't affect your life that much. But now, you know, you can't get away from it.
Now they're declaring me a felon.
Yeah.
Me too.
J2.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I bought an allegedly legal assault weapon.
Yeah, but you're not in Massachusetts anymore.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, that's the interesting thing, because I was in Massachusetts when I bought the, you know, according to Mara Healy, band.
Yeah, but you escaped. They can't come after you.
They can, but they need to seek extradition.
Yeah, it would be prohibitively difficult, and, you know, like, technically they could, but...
Ain't gonna happen.
Yeah, it would be difficult. It'd be really...
Well, if that ruling from her survives the inevitable lawsuits, the next step is confiscation. You know it is.
Yeah.
She'll waive that, because she's already said we're just not going to do it now.
Yeah, her literal words were, I bought a firearm before this ruling. It, you know, is my firearm legal? No, but we are not making it a priority.
Right. Exactly. So as soon as this, if this survives legal challenge, and given the Supreme Court, it might.
Yep.
The next step's going to be confiscation. You know it.
Yep.
Because it'll be.
So that's why I've literally told my wife, if this doesn't get struck down, if this gets defended by the legal system here in Massachusetts, we are leaving. There's no way we can stay in this state.
You're FAO.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. My Wasser 10 that I haven't owned for 3 years.
True.
I've got two charges on that. And there's nothing I can do to defend it. Did you not violate this law? Well, right. I mean, the court has ruled that this law is in fact a law. And of course I did it. You've got my signature saying I did it. So, yeah, it's one of those, no, we're going to have to leave the state to some place that Bloomberg's not lobbying in.
Yeah.
Good old Democrats.
Yeah, because I, Alan, you hit the nail on the head. If it survived, it's the next, because she's already said, we won't press charges. And it's going to, the next step is going to be, guess what? You have to turn them in, or we will press charges.
Yep.
No, I mean it's one of those, like, yeah.
You're not getting any money for it either.
No.
Oh yeah, no, they're banned, and they were banned then.
It was illegal. Yeah, it's in lieu of prison time.
Yep.
Right. That's right. I mean, if you buy a switchblade, it's illegal to possess it. You can't turn it in and say, "Oh, I want my money back."
Right.
Yeah. You can't buy a bag of heroin and say, you know, I changed my mind. I'd like a refund on my heroin, please.
Or, you got me dead to rights. You have video surveillance of me buying heroin, and you knew it was heroin. But you know what? I shot it up, and my liver's already metabolized it into morphine. So, sorry, you can't get me for it anymore. Yes, right. You can. That's why people have said, hey, man, I got a place in New Hampshire. You can stash your guns if you want. What's the point?
Yeah, exactly.
It's not the guns. It's the registration.
Right.
No matter what I do. She said, yes, you can legally turn around and sell them out of state. Sure, I can. But you've just said, you know, just me possessing them is, yes, me selling them out of state, technically speaking, is not an additional charge like it was when I sold my Wasser 10 in state.
Right. You sold a banned rifle.
And you can't just transport them out of state and give them to someone and go, okay, here you go. And then continue to live in Massachusetts.
Yes.
Like, you couldn't, like, give them to Jay and say, Jay, hold on to these for me. Mm-mm. You would need an actual FFL transfer.
Right. At $25 a whack.
Yeah.
Or, you know, have them.
The only way you could come close to getting away with it would be to actually, like you said, it'd be to move.
Yep.
You'd have to pack up and move your permanent residence out of state.
Mm-hmm. And hope that things get better while I leave. So, like, just in case I'm driving back to Maine, I don't get caught with a broken taillight, or a bored state trooper runs my plate and sees that, oh no, this man's wanted in the state of Massachusetts.
Yeah. Yep.
Are you sure you'd want to go to Maine?
No. No, Bloomberg's trying to buy Maine right now. I'd go to North Carolina.
Oh, okay.
Especially since you'd be close by. There was a time when I thought about going to North Carolina and went, you know, it's not that much better than Massachusetts.
Yes. Yeah. And then North Carolina went, what the hell were we thinking?
Yeah. Yeah, and now it's completely like that was like 10 years ago. And it's completely better now.
They used to do a lot of animal research around Raleigh. Do they still do that?
Oh yeah, that's why we go.
Research okay. Triangle Park. Yeah, right. You're down with RTP.
Mm-hmm. Cool. So Breda.
Go what? To the Outer Banks and swim with the dolphins.
Does Hillary have epilepsy?
Well, according to you, no. I don't know.
That's a weird video.
She's got something. It's a really weird video.
Yeah.
People probably don't know what we're talking about. We should probably talk about the video first.
We should post the video.
Yeah.
There's, so post it to what? We don't have a chat.
The blog.
Yeah.
Oh,
I can put it there.
Or you could just go to just type into Google Hillary Clinton seizure.
Yeah.
And actually the Snopes article has two videos from they're the exact same event, but they're from slightly different timestamps and different angles.
Okay, yeah. Hillary Clinton seizure in a Google gives you like a whole bunch. Gateway Pundit and then Snopes. And then the fourth link is YouTube.
And I must say, there's no credible
evidence according to Snopes. It's unproven.
I would concur. I mean, it's weird. It's very, very, very weird.
Yes.
And it definitely strikes me as neurologically weird, not Hillary Clinton barks like a dog. And
well, I'll put it this way. It's weird enough that if she was a Republican, there'd be demands that she release her medical records.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Yep.
Well,
of course, they won't do it because it's a Democrat.
People are saying it's a petite mal seizure, right?
Yeah. Well, that's kind of an archaic term.
Well, what's the other term for it?
Complex partial, I believe. Complex partial seizure.
And there's another term for it, but it usually is in children. And it
or lizards.
Shit. I can't remember. I looked this up 2 weeks ago. I can't remember.
I've seen the lizards. I've seen the lizards in my backyard do exactly the same thing.
Absence seizure. Okay. That's what it's called. And it's a short period of blanking out and staring into space. And then afterwards, they kind of come to themselves and kind of start laughing afterwards. And people are saying that's kind of what it looks like. But at the same time, it also looks like somebody who is so socially inept that she doesn't know how to like act around people.
Yeah. I mean, that was my initial thought when I saw the shorter video,
mm-hmm.
but then I saw the long one. So first up, it's probably not my wife used to have absence seizures those were essentially the problematic ones because if she wasn't medicated, she would go into the full, what we think of as grand mals, that they call them focal seizures. But if she was medicated, yes, she would just blank out.
Right.
And she wouldn't fall down. She'd be fine. There was times where she had a seizure while we were like walking across the road and I grabbed her hand and just kind of pulled. And it was like walking a dog that didn't want to really, really want to come along with you. I just had to keep a lot of tension on that hand and pull. And she just walked along with me. And when we got to the curb, she stepped up over it.
Huh.
So it's very, very strange she's just staring and she doesn't respond to you and all that, but she is also quite aware of the world around her. But the big difference with that is when people come out of those seizures, they're very disoriented.
Okay.
And so it's sometimes laughter I can see, it's usually like fear or anger. Like there's actually a lot of talks of like EMTs attending to someone who has had a seizure. Mm-hmm. And then the person comes to and the first thing they do is drill the EMT right in the nose.
Oh, my.
It's extremely, extremely common. And my wife would get nasty. She'd just be just very, very ugly, angry just person. Or just her mood would be very soured. And she'd have no idea why or what.
Right.
Hillary was different.
So the big thing, the big thing with Hillary is she immediately, so what happens is she's drinking a coffee or not. She's pretending to drink a coffee. That's one thing I noticed, because I looked at it a couple of times and I realized, oh, she's doing this weird like politician. Like she's wrapping her lips around the straw, but she's not actually sucking on it. And you're not actually, and there's enough backlighting that you can see that there's not actually any liquid coming up through the straw. And just the report, she's making a statement, or someone's making a statement. It's been a couple of weeks since I've watched it now, but all of a sudden the reporters see a break in, and they all start asking questions.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like that sudden burst of noise, suddenly her eyes kind of pop up and
it was weird. Snapping
back multiple times. And that strikes me as neurological, is that the noise triggered something, but it's weird. There are seizures where, I have no experience with them whatsoever, but there are seizures where the person is like fully conscious. And like one of like the common ones is maybe your left arm will just start shaking.
Right.
And you can't control your left arm is just doing something and you can't control it whatsoever.
Well, but it is a known fact that Hillary had a head injury, which involved a blood clot trapped between her brain and her skull.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reason why during the Benghazi hearings that she was wearing glasses. On one side of the glasses, they had those funny lenses.
It's a prismatic lens.
It's a prismatic lens, and it because she was having double vision because of this head injury. And talk is that
head injury. I would argue. I've heard some people say, and I think is a little bit more credible, that she might have had a stroke.
Oh.
And the subdural hematoma is just the.
The clot that causes stroke.
I don't know enough of where you can be injured to cause double vision. I know my wife, she had an appointment with the ophthalmologist to get her fitted for the prismatic lenses, and by the time she got, I don't think she even got a call back from them. So maybe the appointment got lost somewhere in the ether. But my wife had to wear an eye patch for.
She was a pirate.
Yes, about a month. And
now, is it possible when Hillary had the sunglasses, maybe she owed the same people Harry Reid owed?
Ooh.
I'm just saying.
Someone tuned her up with a pipe wrench, Jay?
Yeah, it's, you know, hey, just saying.
Why don't you talk to your Uncle Carmine?
Carmine. We got a favor here.
Yeah. No, it's weird. But she's also weird, and it's also literally the least thing I'm concerned about with Hillary.
Yeah. Yeah, right. I know.
Let's see. Yes, she may have had a stroke, and she may have some sort of seizure disorder. Doesn't change the fact that if she was in perfect health, she'd still be a fucking monster.
Yep. Yeah.
She's still a ruthless gangster.
You know, they made a point about, you know, how Bill gave this whole speech about Hillary at the convention.
Yep.
And... Hillary has been in the public eye for well over, you know, 30 years. And yet Bill Clinton 40. Had 40 years. Yeah.
She was on the involved in the Watergate hearings.
That's right. Oh, my God. That's right. And yet Bill Clinton had to stand up at the convention and give this whole speech trying to make her look human. Trying to humanize her. Really? After 40 years, people don't know, you know.
Well, you know, there's a legitimate question about whether she's actually human.
Well, it's just.
We would have to see the pod.
Yeah. I loved, but the press is sure sticking their tongue up her asshole.
Yeah, they are.
I loved the Hillary Clinton looked positively angelic in Boss Hogg suit.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I saw that. Who wore it better?
How many days now without a press conference from Hillary?
Oh,
why would you expect her to give a press conference? She's only running for president. Well, I mean, come on.
Yeah, but Hillary giving a press conference cannot. I mean, it can only be bad for her.
If it were Trump or, you know, George Bush, who. By the way, I find it hysterical that, you know, people are freaking out that they're being treated badly. Meanwhile, you know, the chimpy McHitler.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's funny how that whole episode just kind of, people just don't even remember it.
That's also just a leftist like social justice warrior technique. I mean, there's an article. I mean, we were just talking about the depths of just how fucking devious our attorney general here is in Massachusetts, just saying, oh yeah, no, this 22-year-old law, oh yeah, it's 100% different. And yeah, you thought you were following the law, and everybody, like, as I've been saying, either she's the greatest legal mind of all times, or she's making shit up as she's going along.
I'm pretty sure it's that part.
Exactly. The other Democrat mass attorney generals have all stood behind her. But you know what they're not standing behind is the fact that, well, why didn't you see this horrible exploited loophole? I mean, especially just, I mean, Tom Riley and what the fuck was her name? What's the one that loses everything?
Coakley.
Yeah, Martha Coakley.
Marsha Coakley.
Marsha Coakley, to quote. Was that Patrick Kennedy who called her that?
No, yeah. That was Lurch.
Oh, was that Lurch?
That was Lurch.
I thought that was Patrick Kennedy.
No, not Patches.
I'm getting the semi-retarded politicians confused. But yeah, Martha Coakley, both Tom Riley and Martha Coakley were viciously anti-gun. They were looking for any way to put the screws to Massachusetts gun owners. But yet they didn't just see that they could just put out an enforcement notice to the police and just say, oh yeah, no. I mean, if you're buying,
these are totes illegal.
Yeah. Anything that's even remotely a firearm is illegal in Massachusetts, thanks to this law.
Whose car alarm is going off?
Not me.
Not mine.
Weird. I think that's you.
Speaking of gun shenanigans.
But what I was saying is, just to finish my statement though, is the Boston Globe ran a thing of the, you know, nasty and homophobic remarks are being made about the attorney general. They just essentially went through like the Twitter and, like, of course, ignored all the sensible comments. It was evidently, this is what they did with the Ghostbusters trailer too. They deleted all the ones that said, man, this movie looks like it's really poorly done and not funny. They deleted all those comments and kept the goddamn bitches need to die comments.
Yeah.
So then they could say, oh yeah, the only reason why people don't like this movie is because they're sexist.
Yeah. Can't be because it sucks.
And exactly. And they just ignored all the people that are pointing out the fact that this is a 20-year-old law that everybody has said was some way, and now she's saying it's something different, and then she just disappears.
Oh, man.
Just keeping all the people that are disparaging the fact that she's a lesbian or disparaging the fact that she's fucking evil.
There's two different things I can segue into right now. Damn it.
And none of those things are an actual segue.
Well, I'll go this way and then I'll come back and get the other one.
On a mall cop scooter.
In iOS, I think it's iOS 10. Apparently Apple is changing the emoji for a pistol into a water gun.
Yeah.
Because apparently emojis kill. But Rita just pointed out that Microsoft is going the other way.
They're adding in assault weapons?
For those of you that don't know how emojis work, there's not a real pic. There's not actually a picture. It's just a code. It's a binary code that means, you know, that has an agreed upon meaning. And this particular binary code, there's a IEEE, I don't know, whoever it is, the standard that does the standard emojis, but all companies that make a thing, whether it's a chat or a keyboard or a operating system for a phone or whatever, they interpret these, you know, within reason. So, that's why everybody's poop icon looks different, or, you know, everybody's, you know, whatever icon might look different. So, there is a code that means pistol. And historically, you know, in Apple, it's been a revolver, and apparently on Microsoft, it's been like a ray gun looking thing. So Apple has decided that pistols are evil, so they're changing theirs to a squirt gun. And good apparently thing. Microsoft is changing their ray gun looking thing to an actual pistol.
Good for Microsoft and Apple, you fucking heroes.
It's just stupid.
I gotta say, this whole like guns are bad thing and all that. I mean, well, Alan, you had an anecdote you were sharing in the when we were talking before the show. about your daughter's band geekery?
Oh, yeah. Okay. So my daughter's, she's in the color guard for the band, which is, you know, for those of you that may not be in Texas or
she plays the flag.
Yeah. She plays the flag in the band. they wave the flags around and stuff like that. But one of the other things they do is, rifle drills, and they actually use, looks like a, you know, a 1903 Springfield rifle. That's the classic, you know, color guard rifle, rifle, right? It's not an actual rifle, but it's a, you know, it's a piece of wood shaped like a rifle with a thing that looks like a barrel, and it, you know, it's painted white and all that, but it's a, but it's in the shape of a gun.
Yep.
And they have them at school
and they call it a rifle
and it's not a Pop-Tart.
So it's bizarre to me that in the era of, you know, zero tolerance, somehow these, you know,
First of all, it's Texas
rifles.
Yeah, I got to say here in New England, like actually on the 4th of July parade this year, I was surprised to see a bunch of people that had rifle guard in their color guard, and or whatever you call people with rifles. Because like I said, it was never anything. Like ever so often, like. Some person would, you know, a band would like be digging through like one of the band trailers and be like, oh shit, check this out. Pull out a rifle and like practice doing some moves with it. But overall it was kind of something you would never, ever see here in New England. So I think it's gone out of favor there, but yeah, it is kind of weird on the, you know, this whole like guns are bad. Guns are only bad. There's nothing good about guns. Nothing good about guns. Unless, of course, it's in a cop who are all racist and want to kill black people.
Right.
Right. But like, there's also
that weird, dichotomy that like, man, police officers, you guys really got to start figuring some shit out, because you're in some pretty crazy pincer attack right there of the, yeah. Oh no, you're fucking heroes. You're all heroes. You're the greatest things. These guys protect and serve. They deserve everything and all the good stuff and whatever they want, they get. And oh, this guy's a 14-year-old veteran of the police officer, and he, you know, and he's speaking out against this public safety law. And you know, you can't speak against him. And then at the same time, all they're doing is killing black people and murdering people and shooting unarmed people. Hands up, don't shoot.
Right.
Watch out, cops. You're about to check your privilege.
Yeah, the Fraternal Order of Police will still support Hillary.
Which brings me to another segue.
Is it a segue?
More segues than Paul Blart.
I do. It came down, I think, yesterday or today, the EEOC has ruled. Well, actually, it's a bizarre rule. Back in 2014, somebody sued their employer because somebody else wore a hat with a Gadsden flag on it to work. And this person said it was racist because the guy that designed it was a slave owner.
Oh, geez.
That was the rationale.
Oh, geez.
The flag, the Gadsden flag is racist because the guy that designed it was owned slaves.
Of course.
So
wait, does that mean the American flag is okay because Betsy Ross technically was not a human being and couldn't own property?
Yeah, that may be. So anyway, they sued. The EEOC has not issued a final ruling. It basically what they said was that the Gadsden flag is not inherently racist.
Why is this a question?
But they say they need to collect more evidence about context in which the hat was worn in order to make a final determination. It's clear that this is a quote from the ruling. It's clear the Gadsden flag originated in the Revolutionary War in a non-racial context. Moreover, it's clear the flag and its slogan have been used to express various non-racial sentiments, such as when it's used in the modern Tea Party political movement, gun rights activism, patriotic displays, and by the military. However, whatever the historic origins and meaning of the symbol, it has also since sometimes interpreted to convey racially tinged messages in some contexts.
And of course, I assume that there's a 3-page citation of all the context where a Gadsden flag has been used racially.
Yeah, there aren't any. But
you know, at what point can you don't tread on owning slaves?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because so anyway. Racist.
There. So well, it is the ruling of this court that we are very, very, very dumb people.
Yeah. So they're going to investigate it. They're going to investigate it further. However, and this is from Eugene Volokh, the guy nobody ever can ever pronounce his name.
Eugene.
Yeah, basically. So his point is, and you know, he is a lawyer. He said the problem with this is that the EEOC only really involves employees at a federal agency. However, private workplaces will follow EEOC rules because they don't want to get sued. And if they follow the EEOC, it is a defense to suits if you follow the EEOC rules, right? Because if somebody sues you for something and you go, well, the federal government says it's okay. Or they don't say it's not okay, then that's a defense to, you know, lawsuits. So if the EEOC says that that's an offensive, the Gadsden flag's offensive and racist, then suddenly that means that, you know, everywhere that has it, it's offensive and racist, including the state of Texas, which uses it on license plates. So it'll be like the Confederate flag all over again.
Yep.
Well, this whole racist thing that with the Gadsden flag came up with the Tea Party, because that was the line in the media.
Yep.
Oh yeah, Tea Party's racist.
Oh, Tea Party is so racist. So racist that they had to crop out all the black people at Tea Party rallies.
Yeah.
They're so racist because reasons.
So people who have been watching these, you know, the Tea Party coverage on TV. They see lots of Gadsden flags, and then later on see some guy wearing a Gadsden flag hat,
right.
And oh my God, racist.
Yep.
And furthermore, so it's just some dude wearing a hat?
Yep, that's all it was.
You can wear your damn hat. It's not a crime to wear a hat that says anything.
Actually, it is.
No, it isn't.
It is. Believe it or not, it is. For instance, you cannot wear a hat that has. You can no longer wear a hat that has a Confederate, battle flag thing on it.
Well, that should not be illegal either.
Well, it shouldn't be, but it effectively. Well, it's not. It's not illegal in as far as you can't wear it like out in public, but it is almost no business or workplace will allow you to wear one or have one in sight anywhere, or wear a shirt that has one on it.
Because, so was the issue that he was wearing this at work?
Yes.
Not in his private life? Okay.
Yes.
Well, okay, dress code, but this is just becoming nonsensical.
Yep.
I mean, and it relates to the whole gun emoji thing.
Yep.
It's a symbol. It is not a thing. It doesn't.
That's right. Yes.
The person who was let's say I walked around wearing a dress made out of, you know, the Confederate flag, and I walked around all day long wearing this with a Gadsden flag hat.
Yep.
I walked around all day long. I was nice to everybody I met.
Yeah. Sissy, this powder's in peep.
Thank you, Jay.
Hey,
thank
man,
you.
Again, the same idea with me is I had a ton of toys with the Confederate battle flag on it. Some of which were Dukes of Hazzard branded toys. Others were not, and just happened to be toys that I had found for wherever places that had a Confederate battle flag on it. And I decided that's also Dukes of Hazzard branded toys as a small child.
Yeah.
And guess what? That's the Dukes of Hazzard flag.
Sure.
I had no idea it had any other connotation. As a matter of fact, I didn't even know what the meaning was. There was a house like down the street from me that had a Confederate battle flag flying off their flagpole. I think they had a few in Maine.
Well, what it comes down to is thought crime.
Yep.
Right.
Oh yeah.
So I'm walking around all day with my Confederate flag dress on, but I do nothing.
You're still a racist.
But I might be having racist thoughts. Maybe
Brita, let's get beyond be all the goofy social justice warrior subtext. You did do something, and you did something very actively. You what? Very directly refused to toe the line. You well, very actively yeah. refused to get in line. This is what we do. Yep. This is not how you do it.
Shut
do
up,
not
surf.
Dare. Do not think for yourself.
You're we have
your thoughts Wrong have been thing. Issued to you. You may think these thoughts lovingly. Let us talk about how sexually attractive Barack Obama is and how a wonderful addresser Michelle is.
Right. Well, the whole idea of there being a crime. There's no crime. Nothing has been done. Sure, I may have offended someone, but okay. You know, I see people every single day at the light. I see more underwear.
Yeah, but nobody cares if you're offended.
I see more men walking around with their pants hanging around their ass. And I have to look at their scuzzy little underwear on their butts. Because
Underwears.
On their butts. And that offends me. I find that offensive. Yep. But if I tell them to pull up their pants, I'm a racist.
Yep. Sure are.
I know, Tig. It upsets me, too.
Drink. Take a shot.
My God, for a minute I thought my daughter had woken up. It was a strangely human meow.
Hey!
We think he sounds like Froggy from Little Rascals.
Yeah, he kind of does. He's got the horse voice.
He does, I know. Tiggy, come here. Come talk to me. Here. Here's your toy. Don't yell during the show.
No, make him yell into the microphone.
He's upset.
Can you make him do something? Make him do tricks.
If you squeeze him, will he squeak?
Oh, maybe. He's playing with his string toy. He's okay now.
All right. Good.
That's why he was angry?
Yeah. Well, no, he was angry because mommy is sitting here talking to no one.
Oh, that's awful.
It's weird.
That's even worse than being outside with the backyard cat.
Yeah.
Backyard cat. Is that like basement cat?
Well, I have a cat that visits the outside.
You're cheating on the cat?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
She comes by every single day, and she's really sweet, and I pet her, and I play with her, and I give her catnip. And
every time you're not looking, she's flipping the middle claw to the inside cats.
Yeah, I know. I know, it's
like, meow.
And do all of your 12 cats all line up in the back window and just and just shoot daggers?
Yes.
12? Where'd the other 14 go?
Yes.
How many cats do you have right now, Brita?
3 right now.
115.
33?
No, just 3.
I'm sorry, your cell phone connection's bad. It's 33?
Yeah, 33.
Thank you.
Yep.
Backyard cat. Drink. What's backyard cat's name?
Well, I call her Maggie because she seems like a Maggie.
I gotcha.
Do you have a pacifier?
No, but she's cute. I don't know. It just came to me. Mm-hmm. So Miss Maggie comes and visits. I'm trying to decide whether she's pregnant or not. I guess I'll find out eventually.
Yep.
But
and then she'll have 37 cats.
Oh my God. Because we're at the point now where Mike is like, well, what are we going to do if winter comes and she's still outside? And do we bring her in? And what do we do?
She has a home. That cat is way too sleek and well fed to not have a home somewhere.
And worst case scenario, you can always bread them up and fry them.
They taste, they're the other white meat.
I do not want another cat.
I guarantee cat tastes like shit. I guarantee cat is disgusting.
Carnivores don't taste good.
No, they do not. Though Jay has some bear sausage. Again, I would. Granted, this is me speaking like from someone who has done almost no hunting whatsoever. But I would like to like completely shatter a bear's skull with a 45-70. And then see how it tastes, because all the bear I've ever eaten is fucking gross.
You know what bear might taste good? Panda bear.
Oh.
I wonder
because
if
they eat bamboo.
Can Dennis make a panda skin holster?
Oh, that'd be awesome.
The correct answer is no, he cannot.
You would have to carry a 1911 with ivory grips.
Oh,
of course.
That's bad.
I would accept a single action arm. Just saying.
And with blood diamonds encrusting it, right?
Blood diamonds for your front sight.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yes.
Which, by the way, there's another name for blood diamonds. They're called diamonds. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. No, that was when I was buying my wife's engagement ring. Yeah, no, that was the talk of the. He goes, yeah, no, there's you could get like a diamond in a little pouch that says it's conflict free. He goes, it's in a fucking pouch. How the hell am I supposed to know where the hell this diamond came from?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you can get like diamonds that are like laser etched with quote unquote non-conflict, you know, places, but it's fucking diamond. Where do you think, where did it come from? How the hell are you supposed to know?
Yeah.
Who's playing Minesweeper? It's not me.
Not me.
I think they're better. I think they shine better if they're obtained by child soldiers. I'm just saying.
I think so. I specifically, yeah, said, like, yeah, no, can I have a conflict diamond? Is it cheaper? It was much cheaper. I got it for $50. It's awesome. 2.5 carats, $50. They said, don't get it wet.
don't feed it after midnight.
Oh, speaking of, like, conflict diamonds, speaking of illicit trade... How about that? Oh, no. Under no circumstances were we doing a hostage ransoming with the Iranians.
Except we did.
And also, I love the fact that, no, man, we were totally open about all this. Like, why is it suddenly a news story now? Everyone talking about it. It's like, yeah, because you never talked about it.
Right.
It was a...
What difference does it make now?
Yeah, right. So we had some... I guess it was a GPS that fucked up because I think we were in the wrong. Though at this point in time now, who the fuck knows? Yeah, I mean, who knows? I mean, that's what I've heard from the State Department was that we had a patrol boat in the Persian Gulf, and Persian Gulf, right?
Sea of Oman. Maybe.
I don't know.
Red Sea. No, because Iran doesn't border the Red Sea. It would be the Persian Gulf. It'd be the Persian Gulf.
Yes. So we had a
because you know Iran, Persia.
Yeah. So we had a patrol boat in the Persian Gulf, and they had a bad. According to the State Department, again, they've been doing nothing but lying. So now all of a sudden they're telling the truth. Absolutely.
Yeah, I believe them.
And so our patrol boat had a screwed up GPS and they wandered off into Iranian waters and an Iranian patrol boat captured them and detained them for a couple days, right?
Yes.
And then evidently everything went nicey-nicey and we let them and they let them go and kumbaya.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, while all of that was going on, the United States State Department wire transferred a huge amount of money to a Swiss bank. And then the Swiss bank took a whole bunch of euros and Swiss francs and enough. Like, what was it like?
It was pallets.
They loaded them onto wooden pallets.
Yeah. It was pallets.
Oh my God.
Pallets.
No. Okay. No.
Like you needed a forklift to haul this amount of money.
I know I'm old and my memory's not what it used to be, but didn't we have a president that was investigated for like, I don't know, 7 years about dealings with illicit dealings?
I think we might have talked about this at the last show. And the show
wasn't it like a giant fucking deal?
I think you might have brought this up every single show forever.
7 years, $50 million. Way more than they spent investigating Hillary that they came up with nothing for.
No, they came up with plenty, but...
Well, no, they didn't indict her, so therefore she's completely innocent.
It's completely innocent.
Oh, yeah, that's what she said. The FBI found me innocent.
Yeah. Oh, Comey said he vindicated me.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, how stupid do you have to be to say that? I mean, that's like in like, I think it might have been middle school. Like, I think elementary school, they might have used the term innocent. But like in middle school, that was immediately like, there was immediately the little caveat of the, oh no, a court never finds anybody innocent. They'll never declare you to be innocent. They will say you are not guilty of the crimes that we're looking at.
It's
for someone, especially, and Hillary, who is a fucking lawyer.
A shitty one. Actually, she's not anymore.
Well, she has a law degree.
Well, yeah, but she had to turn in her law license.
That's true.
Why, you asked, did she have to turn in her law license? Because she's fucking crooked as hell, and even the lawyers, she's so crooked that even the lawyers won't let her be a lawyer anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But that's again, some crooked shit.
She has a law degree, but you are correct. She is no longer a lawyer, and she was a terrible lawyer because evidently she flunked the DC bar like three times. Like, I gotta say, Colleen Noir, I only know about him for his NRA work.
Yeah.
But yet he is a lawyer. I couldn't even tell you what kind of practice he's in. Never heard about any cases he's done. I've never heard about any of his legal practices and all that. And when he went to Houston, while he was at Houston for the NRA convention, and let me tell you, I bumped into him and shook his hand on the floor, and he was hustling. He was hustling the whole time. And he was getting a lot of work done. And while he was in Houston, he also passed the bar. And Hillary flunked the DC bar, which I've heard some people say is easier. I can't attest to that. I've heard some people say this. I have no idea which bars are easier and which bars are harder. Though I'd assume, since DC is kind of a weird like statutory jurisdiction, it probably might, the law books might be quite thin there, just because it's not a state and it really can't make that many laws for itself, just by nature. But yeah. But she flunked her DC bar three times.
Oh, please. How many times did it take Ted Kennedy? You know, because you can't get a Kennedy to pass a bar.
Shit, I walked right into that one. Oh, Dad!
Drink that joke.
Yeah, drink.
Seriously,
everyone.
Just down them up, boys. Yep. Just fucking that tip great. That sucker over.
That's a chug. Yeah.
And on that note,
yep, we're
it
done.
Is 9 o'clock.
Timekeeper Brita,
the magic yep. hour.
Yep.
Well, I got to go watch another episode of Stranger Things.
Ah.
If you haven't started watching it, I recommend it.
Yep. Okay, it's Brita's recommending it. That means watch it, you dimwit.
Yep.
Yeah, it's good.
True. Because you will eventually get around to watching it, and you will kick yourself for not watching it sooner.
And it's so 80s kid nostalgia.
If you like Goonies, references you'll like
to Goonies.
This one. Yep.
Yeah.
It's very much like Goonies. It's a. They're saying the reviewers are all saying it's like an homage to like the Spielberg 80s kid gang movies.
Goonies, Stand by Me.
Yep.
It's good stuff. Yeah. Anyway, good night, everybody. All right.
Yep.
See you next week.
Good night.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.